Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me. I have you. This is our prayer show. Twice a month, we dedicate the whole entire episode to prayer. Today is Whom or What Are You Praying For? A very, very popular show because we've got a lot of things we want to storm heaven about, and we can do that together as the mystical body of Christ. So I'm going to ask you to call in. Matt Kabinsky's waiting at the phones, and you can leave your prayer intention request or your praise report. We always want to build confidence in God. So please, folks, make that happen. Fill the phone lines and let's go. We believe in the power of prayer. We have seen many miracles, small and big miracles as well. God is still in the miracle business. Super excited about that, but we need your phone call. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. So if you happen to be listening to the station and you would like prayers for your family, your friends, your community, your work, any type of situation that you're dealing with, an illness or something of that nature, we are here. We're on the job here. Okay. We are prayer warriors. So please, folks, this is your show. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Jerry will be back tomorrow, and I'm going to be waving to all of you on YouTube and Facebook right now. We've got you connected. Hi, guys. It was a little bit, a little slow start there for a moment, but there you guys are going strong on YouTube and Facebook. Michael McCall is there taking your prayer intentions and requests. I'm waving to you. I'm a little bit under the weather because I just got back from Dubuque, Iowa at Aquinas Communications. Adam and I were speaking there. Adam Bly, we also are the co-hosts of The Spirit World, heard on Saturdays right here on EWTN. And we just got back from an event. It was wonderful. Lots of questions about angels, about demons, and about Eucharistic miracles. It was fabulous. But there were a lot of people on the plane coming back from Iowa to Arizona. A lot of people were sick, coughing, sneezing, clearing their throats. And I woke up this morning with my throat completely closed up, but I'm hanging in there. I took a lot of tea and honey and vitamin C and all the things that the Take Two family, that you guys send me all of these recipes on how to keep my my energy and my voice and everything up and running. So I'm working hard to be with you. But I need you to be with me because we need to storm heaven. Okay, so I'm praying that I don't lose my voice completely. That's what I'm praying for. But I'm also praying for six personal intentions, six. And then one of our Take Two family members added another one this morning. And she needs prayers because she just found out that her mortgage payment is going up and it's starting to slightly worry her. So she's practicing Jesus, I trust in you. And so we have her in the prayer book as well. Do you want to get in the prayer book? If you feel comfortable giving us the folks that you're praying for, their first names, I'll enter it in the book. I have the book right in front of me. It's wide open. We've got Charles Beery, our producer at the controls. He's doing a fine job. Rich Jesse is there as well. Like I said, Michael McCall is on social media. I'm waving to you guys again. Hi, guys. And also the one, the only, Matt Kabinsky at the phones. Okay. I gave you all the introductory statements and comments and housekeeping and how I'm doing personally, because everybody always wants to know how the events go. And I'm starting to travel again. I'm loving it. I'm loving being with all the Take Two family, the Spirit World family. You guys are incredible. Here's the number. Let's go. Fill those phone lines. Do you believe in the power of prayer? If you do, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We need to hear from you. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. I'm here today. I have the prayer book. I'm ready to write everything down. We start, we'll say the first prayer together on air as we close the show. And then I'm expecting you to go to rosary groups, read from scripture out loud, read out loud. There's healing power in reading the living word of God aloud. Okay. So it's very, very important to read it out loud. Don't just read it and then put it away. Speak it. And if you can speak it to somebody else, that is wonderful. There goes the phone lines. That's the way to do it. Come on, you guys. You got 3 minutes before we hit the pause button to fill up the last couple phone lines. I want to make sure I write down the initial comments in the prayer book so I get a little bit of a head start because I'm all alone today. Well, not really. I got Charles Beery. I got Rich Jesse. I've got Matt Kabinsky, Michael McCall, and you. You are the most important one. So we need to hear your voice today. It builds confidence in God, and we need you to pray. So we start the first prayer, then you take it, go to Mass, adoration, pray the rosary, read scripture out loud, and also do whatever you can do to remember the Take Two family intentions. Okay, very important. Why do I say that? Because in the almost 9 years we've been doing this show, we have seen a ton of miracles, a ton. Small miracles, big miracles. It is the power of the body of Christ coming together, asking God, pleading with God, begging God, you know, praising God, loving God, having confidence in God, trusting God. That's what Take Two is all about. It's not about Jerry. It's not about me. It's not about our show team. It is really about our faith. Please, let's come together. This is a worldwide platform. That means people are sitting in their cars. They're at home. They're on their apps. They're listening. And this can have an impact on their soul. You can help another soul today get closer to God. Do you want to do that? I do. So fill those last two phone lines if you feel the prompting of the Spirit. Maybe you've never called into a radio show before. I can assure you, well, I'll ask the team and they can text me and let me know on the screen here. I'm very friendly, and I love to talk to people. Love it. And here's the number, 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. You can also go on YouTube, Facebook, leave your comment, prayer intention there. You can email us, take2@ewtn.com. We always get the question, is it take2, or you spell it out? Either way, we'll get it. take2@ewtn.com. Who reads the emails? It's Jerry and I read the emails, and Charles Beery and our show team, whoever's the producer, if somebody steps in as a producer sometimes as a substitute, may read the emails. Comes right to us. We read everything. We're trying hard to get back to you guys on a lot of the emails, but just know we are praying for you. You can also go on our virtual prayer wall anytime at take2show.com. Whom or what are you praying for? Call in. Let's go, guys. Okay, whom or what are you praying for? That's what we're talking about today on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And yes, I just got confirmation from our producer, Charles Beery, that I am kind of fun to talk to. Okay, thank you, Charles. I'll pay you $5 next Tuesday. Okay, there we've got full phone lines, but we have a back waiting area so you can keep calling and we'll slip you right in very quickly. Matt Gabinski is so fast and efficient. I've never seen anybody so quick on the phones. 833-288-3986. That is the number to call to get in and leave your prayer intention before we go to the phones. And first up is going to be Patty from Colorado. So Patty, hold on. I want to read this to our Take Two family. Pro-Life Pulse. The EWTN Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world the mainstream media missed. So it's a wonderful way to get caught up to date and be brought up to date, up to speed, be caught up on the pro-life issues. So all you have to do, folks, this is very important. Go here today if you can do this. Visit ewtnnews.com/pro-life. And then you sign up today and stay connected. It's very important because a lot of people will make comments about what's going on in the pro-life ministry, and they're kind of a little bit behind. I'm going to be honest with you. So you got to stay up to speed and caught up. So Pro-Life Pulse, we've got you covered. Okay, Patty in Colorado, you are up first on Take Two for our prayer show, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I have a little bit of a sore throat, so I'm looking for a little bit of sympathy. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay, but other than that, I'm doing fine. I'm still vertical, so I'm still alive, and I guess that's a good thing. So go right ahead, Patty. Yes.
I am asking for prayers for my sister. She went to the doctor on Friday. she's had and does have a very serious, debilitating, progressive disease. It's an ataxia, and it's insidious, and she's progressing in her disease, and I just beg God to help her, and if it's at all possible, that this could be a miracle for her, and she could get better, right. At least better, if not well. So
right. Okay. So Patty. Yeah, we're going to ask the whole Take Two family to pray for your sister. Couple things I need to know, though, if you can help me out, if you feel comfortable. Otherwise, God knows exactly what you need and what your sister needs. First of all, I put you in the book. I've got your whole family and her medical team in the book as well, and we have your sister. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name? If you don't, that's okay. We want to respect her privacy.
Yes, of course. Her name is Sarah.
Sarah with an H?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask, is she a woman of faith?
She is indeed.
Okay. Is she Catholic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's okay, and you know this already. There's a lot happening right now in the movement of people's spiritual lives. What do I mean by that? There's a lot of redemptive suffering. People are taking it on for themselves and for their families around them. And if your sister is open to that, if your sister is strong enough for that, then we pray that God gives her that an amazing strength to help all of us. Because when you help one part of the body of Christ, whether that's yourself or everybody around you, you're helping all of the body of Christ. It's a big work. And I noticed that it's happening very rapidly now. Why do I say that? Because you just have to look at what's going on in the world and in the church and everything. There's a lot of stuff happening. People are taking sides. People are making judgment calls. People are sinning. People are doing things, you know, and there's just a lot happening. Now, has it always happened in every point in time? Yeah, there's always been disturbances. There's always been distractions. There's always been sin. But living today, it just seems like it's being ramped up. So Patty, here's what I want to just say. Please take on some fasting. Either you take on some fasting or a family member for your sister. And it doesn't have to be fasting from food. So somebody take on fasting. If we're going to obviously go for a physical miracle, okay, but we want a miracle, any type of miracle that God is willing to bestow on your sister Sarah and people around her. So fasting. Try to get a hold of some relics. Doesn't necessarily have to be first-class relics. Ask the angels and saints to help. We need heavenly support. We cannot fight these battles alone. We need support. And then please up the rosary a bit. So if everybody's doing maybe one rosary a night for your sister, Sarah, do see if somebody else can take on an additional rosary. Let's start there and see how God unfolds this story. Does that sound okay for you?
Of course. It sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. And please tell Sarah she's got a big family praying for her. Big, huge family. So she's got to take it on too. We got to do this together.
I will, Debbie. Thank you so much. Yes, I totally, my heart goes out. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Patty. God bless you. Keep the faith, keep the joy. That's what we got to do. We can never let the demons know. They can never see us sweat. We have to constantly be focused and never let them see you sweat, the demons. Just stay focused, okay? We're in difficult times right now, but we can do this together. Elizabeth is up next in Champaign, Illinois on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Debbie. Enjoy you and Jerry so much, and we wish both of you well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So how can we pray today, and how do you want us to focus? You tell us.
Well, my grandson is having surgery today. He's never faced surgery, and, of course, the whole family is uplifting him in prayer. And I just ask that the Take Two family uplift the surgeons. Mm-hmm. And nurses that will take care of him and give him a sense of peace.
You got it. Your grandson's first name, do you feel comfortable?
Sure, it's Jack.
It's Jack. How old is Jack?
He's 16.
He's 16. Okay. Okay, I need you to go to Blessed Carlo Acutis. Can you do that for me?
Of course, of course.
Okay, go to Blessed Carlo Acutis. He's very, very active right now. I can attest to it. Okay?
Okay, so
Our church just had
a big conference on Carlo Acutis.
There you go. There's your confirmation right there. Okay, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go to Carlo too and ask him, but I'm also asking Jack's guardian angel and all the angels to surround him. And like you said, the surgeons. And then would you please, Elizabeth, just drop us an email. Let us know how Jack did through the surgery.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. And I put you in the book too, Elizabeth, and your family. So just so you, God knows all your intentions.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm trying to do this alone, you guys, so that's why I'm going a little bit faster. So please forgive me. I like to chat with you a really long time, but there's only one of me today. Well, I have Charles Beery, I have Michael McCall, and I have Matt Gabinski, but they're busy doing their jobs, so it's just me and you. So Renee is up next in, oh, that's so sweet. Charles just said, Debbie, you're doing great. Thanks, Charles. Charles is the greatest producer. He's so great. Ace McKay is super busy with Deacon Harold, so Charles Beery is our producer, and we're super glad about it because he likes New Jersey pizza. I like New Jersey pizza, so it's a perfect team. Okay, Renee in Houston, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, Renee, welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing? God bless all.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
I wanted to talk to you about my brother's name is Ruben, and he's Catholic, but he's not a practicing Catholic. He's got colon cancer, and he's going up to MD Anderson to get checked out. But I've tried to evangelize to him about our Lord. Mm-hmm. And tried to tell him that, you know, he's been married several times, doesn't have an annulment and all this, but he's kind of real stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to evangelize and tell him that the Lord, you know, the Lord knows everything, sees everything, and hears everything. I said, you got to understand and talk to our dad, and you need help, and mm-hmm. well, you know, I can do this on my, you can't do this on your own. You need people to help you. But
he's
a little stubborn, but I think he's more concerned because he sees this as being a serious thing, the cancer, of course, the cancer is. And he's a little nervous, and that's why I say that's why we have to get you a little bit closer to the Lord and try to see if he can heal you. You're in a bad situation, I said. Mm-hmm. But don't fear is not of the God. God loves us so much, and I evangelize, but he's still a stubborn man. And I thought this was just a prayer where I could talk to him, talk to y'all about prayer.
Sure.
But This brother of mine, you know, we're 12 boys, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
okay. Well, Renee, first I want to tell you something. We put you in the book as well, and your family, but this is for your brother Ruben specifically. So I just wanted to say, you know, that stubbornness, that type of you know, hardness about things, he really can't take that over to the other side if God were to call him home. So we have to maybe pray around him that God softens his heart and understanding of things so that he can have this suffering be used for his good, not against him. Otherwise, it just turns out to be something that he goes through and people can actually get very bitter from it. So Renee, here's what I would suggest. Since you are the closest, because you're a brother to Ruben, why don't you just say to Ruben, maybe, Ruben, we're going to pray for you, okay? We know you can do it on your own, but you have a whole, I can feel the Holy Spirit on this, Renee, so follow me on this one. I think we need to surround your brother with a lot of love and prayers and just let him know that he has a family around him praying for him for what he's going through because it's very difficult and that it is used for his good and that it's used to help him you know, get to heaven. And we do the hard work here while we're still alive. So we want a miracle. We want him to live a long life. We want him to be here. But we also, we all of us want to get to heaven, right? We want him to get to heaven. So tell him he's got a huge family around him praying for him. And if he doesn't feel like, or if he feels like he can do it on his own, that's okay. We're still family. We're going to still do it around him. What do you say, Renee?
Well, you know, we're all one body. That's why the prayer is good for everybody. But this man, he's been divorced several times, and he still goes up and receives. Like some priests say, well, all he's receiving is a cookie and some Pepsi Cola. And I tell him, you're not receiving the Lord. You cannot go up there, Reuben, and go to the Mass and receive the Lord, because that's even worse for you. I say, just talk to the priest and do something where you can have your life changed for the good, not because God wants everything for us to be good. But he does that. Say, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, talk to your priest, Reuben. Talk to your priest. And that's where the stubbornness, real hard-headed, that he doesn't understand. Said, I gave him a book, that the Catechism of the Catholic Church. These are our laws. These are our rules that we should have to follow, you know.
Renee, disobedience is not. Honored by God. He frowns upon that. He does not like that at all. And so you're trying to help your brother, and your brother's resistant. What we need to pray for then is that the right strong priest comes into view, and it's at the right time when your brother needs the priest the most, that this priest could speak truth to your brother to get him on track, to not receive unworthily. It is very, very hurtful to his soul. We don't want that. So we need to kind of pray that the right people who have influence over your brother come into view. Does that sound good to you, Renee?
Amen, my sister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love the way you just said that. That is wonderful. Okay, Renee, thank you so much from Houston, Texas. Thank you for calling in. We've got you in the prayer book and your family as well. Look at you guys go. Now you're taking on every single phone line plus. Everybody's so busy on the show team. That's good. You're keeping everybody busy for the entire hour. I love this. Okay, we're going to hit the pause button in just a minute and then take a break. I'll add some more of your comments into the book ahead of time. And so that'll help me get, so I can focus on your calls coming in. But if you'd like to join the conversation, or you want to go on YouTube or Facebook, you can leave your prayer intentions there. And I'll wave to you. I'm waving to the YouTube and Facebook chats. You can go to our virtual prayer wall anytime. We'll pick them all up today at take2show.com. Charles Beery will grab those and make sure you can get your prayer intentions there. You can email us take2@ewtn.com. And I'm going to check social media to see how we're doing over there. You can always email us. I'll try to get some emails in, but I'm also trying to fill the book. Okay. We do have Marita. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Marita, it's so beautiful. What a beautiful name. Okay, we've got an email coming in. So I'll read that in just a moment, maybe when I come back from break, just to make sure. I got a little more housekeeping I wanted to share. A couple things. Adam and I are going to be in Dallas, Texas, April 20th. And so with Guadalupe Radio Network, so you can just go to the website there and you'll see our Dallas event. And we're excited about that because we're going to do a special The Spirit World broadcast. It's going to be a live studio audience and questions about angels, about demons, Eucharistic miracles. So that's April 20th in Dallas, Texas. So check it out at Guadalupe Radio Network. Also, I told you I just got back from Aquinas Communications. It was fabulous. So everybody in Dubuque, Iowa, they said they were going to tune in. So love you guys. We miss you already. So that's wonderful. Hope we get back there next year. And then more events coming up, like pledge drives. That's right, spring pledge drives. The spring pledge drives are starting, so don't forget to support your local Catholic radio station. Okay, so we are back with this wonderful prayer show that we do. We do it twice a month. First of the month, we do Whom or What Are You Praying For? Middle of the month, we do God, I Need You Now. We used to call it Jesus, like God, I need you now, Jesus 911, something like that. But then we got a little nervous that people were actually going to start dialing 911. So we thought, no, we better not do that. It's just, God, I need you now. So, and that's in the middle of the month. But Marita sent this email in. And if you want to get in on the conversation, you can always call or go on YouTube. So please, please make sure that you call in right now. Don't wait any longer, or post your comment if you want me to announce it on air during this broadcast. Otherwise, we grab all of the intentions after the show. I put them in the book. We start praying. So don't worry about that, because if they're spoken or not spoken, God knows, because you are putting forth the effort. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Marita says, now listen to this, folks. This is serious. I have a goiter on the left side, on my left side, and it is wrapped around my voice box. So she's got a goiter around the voice box. That sounds dangerous. Marita says this: we know that I might have to go through surgery soon, and we are seeing a surgeon on March 7th. I am 41 years of age and might have to have a tracheostomy tube and a feeding tube. Oh my goodness. Okay. And so I'm sure that you're probably very worried, Marita. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start now. Okay, we're in the middle of Lent. It's about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So we're going to focus on the prayer and fasting. Marita, I need you to do the same thing if you're listening. I'm sure you are, because you posted this comment. And we are going to pray. I need you to go to St. Padre Pio. So go to Padre Pio. If you're not close to him yet, get super close to him. Read about his life. Get a prayer card. Get something, a medal. Have it blessed by a priest. And let's start praying right now. Don't lose hope at all. Stay confident. Keep saying, Jesus, I trust in you. And let's get through this. And hopefully the surgeons will be able to fix this, the skilled surgeons that you're going to see and the doctors, and see if they can get this taken care of, so you don't have the added situations that you have to deal with. Okay, Marita, that's what we will do. We've got you in the book. Everybody just confirmed that she's in the book. We're good to go. Okay, so we will go to Ita in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Ita is on Sirius XM 130. Did I get your first name correct?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. So how are you doing in Las Vegas? What's cooking?
Oh, I've got two appointments up here. I actually live in Bullhead City, Arizona, and I have so many petitions, so personal intentions, that I don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how about this? The first one we're going to start with is you. Just what you just said. You have so many, you don't know where to start. You know what that tells me? That tells me you're overwhelmed with all this coming at you. So we're gonna pray that God gives you tremendous peace through this and a lot of clarity. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. What would you like to name if there's specific ones?
Let's see. For the return of the sacraments of my two sons, Chris and Joe. My third son is in the diaconate novitiate, and I have ongoing medical problems. I have a special needs daughter that's been sick off and on lately, and a husband who's trying to return to the sacraments, and my mother who's in despair over the loss of her sister and the soul of my aunt, Venerina. So quite a bit.
Okay, so a couple things I need to tell you. Did you just share that your husband's coming back to the sacraments and your son is in the diaconate formation?
Yes, and then I have two that are separated from the church, yes.
Okay. So you do realize what's happening here, right? It happens all the time. It's almost like textbook. So let me share something with you. When somebody comes back to the church, like your husband's coming back, and somebody's in formation for a higher level of ministry work, you're going to get hit with all sorts of things. The family is. Okay? So the family needs to come together quickly and really get focused on prayer and fasting and stick with it. Your mom falling into despair, that's what the demons want. So we've got to pull her out of that. You've got to do whatever it takes to get your mom to hold on to hope and joy. She's got to hold on and see the bigger picture. So we need to just hit the reset button and refocus and then really become super intense about protecting your son who's in formation and your husband who's coming back to the sacraments. That's key, because that'll help with all the other things that are going on. Does that seem okay for you?
Yes, and I also have a bit of a question. I'm sure. Going through quite a bit of suffering in my own diagnosis. I have a myositis disorder, and now they think it might be secondary to cancer. I'm not concerned about me, just the care of my daughter should anything happen to me. Mm-hmm. I have quite prayed for myself to be healed, just for the strength to persevere so I can offer up for others.
So what's the question?
Oh, sorry. I don't know if I'm cutting in and out. The question was whether or not I haven't been praying for myself to be healed of my ongoing illnesses.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know what the question. Okay. So let me just share something with you. I think it's beautiful what you're doing. You know, Lord, I don't have to be healed as long as, you know, everything else is taken care of and everything's good and it's for good. May I make a suggestion? Go bigger with God. Go bigger. Go ahead and pray for that healing, because you need to be around. You've got a big family. You've got things and people depend on you. It's very important. I don't think we go big enough with God. I really don't. I don't even go big enough with God. And I preach it all the time. I'm always saying on take two, go big with God. And I don't even think I go that big with God. Go bigger, Ida. Go bigger, please. And let's pray for your healing so that you can stay strong to help your family. What do you say?
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
Okay. Oh, and here's another thing. If you can get to a healing mass, especially with a priest or a priest that you trust that is really solid in healing ministry, I would recommend that. I would also recommend getting relics into your home, get sacramentals, use regular use of the sacramentals. Somebody should take on trying to go to mass or adoration every single day. Somebody in your family should take it on. You can pass around the responsibility of that, but somebody should take it on. You can even do online adoration. You know where I learned that from? Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. He's got a great show on EWTN, and I learned that from Deacon Harold. So if you can do that, let's see how that moves the family along. What do you say?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. God bless
you. You're welcome. Thank you. By the way, I love Bullhead City. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Okay. Oh, we just got from our producer, Charles, he just said, go bigger. I agree, Charles. We need to go bigger. Absolutely. Okay, we're getting social media comments. We're getting emails, and we've got a ton of calls, and my throat is closing up rapidly. So I'm going to hang in there with you guys. So I'll try to take a breath and go. Well, I can't go slowly. Okay, let's go to Marie. Marie is in Glendale, Arizona on YouTube. Marie, I'm waving to you.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show every day, except for I'm unable to get the live show because I'm always running to church or somewhere. But my big problem, my biggest prayer is we got a new priest about a year and a half ago from Nigeria, and it's been nothing but trouble. First, the people rejected him. Now he said Bishop Dolan is threatening to transfer him, and he's really very, very upset because he feels that he wants to stay here. I want prayers for Father Adeyemi. And and peace on earth in our church in St. Raphael's, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, I could use some prayer. I'm getting older, like by the minute. I'm 85 years old, and I'm having trouble getting around. I want probably prayers for myself and for my daughter to come back to church. I've been praying for her to return. I think I spoke to you this before, but you know, for my daughter that she have.
Okay, so we've got your daughter, we've got you, Marie, and we are going to pray for your pastor, absolutely, and pray for all priests, folks. Okay, they are under attack right now. I can't even begin to tell you, but here's another thing I wanted to share with you, Marie. Also, encourage your pastor to pick up more prayer time in front of the tabernacle himself, because he needs to be filled. He needs to be one with Jesus and in adoration on obviously, definitely the Eucharist. He needs to keep that connection so that he can stay strong, so he doesn't fall. And so we'll pray as well, but also for all priests, we need to pray, and our deacons as well. Marie, we got you covered in prayer. Thank you so much. God bless you for the call. I appreciate it. And that was so sweet that she doesn't even get to listen to the show live because she's off to Mass. So she is She is definitely a prayer warrior, and she believes in the Mass, and that is beautiful. Elizabeth on YouTube, I'm waving to you, Elizabeth, says, prayers for Frankie. He doesn't have a steady job, a place to live. He's dealing with addictions, and he has two babies. Elizabeth, we will definitely pray, and we've got Frankie in the book. Let's see. Elle says, prayers for a difficult and annoying manager, a coworker at work. Oh, yeah, that can be really hard because you spend most of your waking hours, Elle, at work, and that's tough because you're kind of stuck with these people that you know, that can be really hard to work around. Okay, here's what you need to do. Get some, I'm going to just say it. Try to get a sacramental into the workplace. So a blessed crucifix, holy water, rosaries. They don't have to be out so everybody can see it. If you can just put it in your desk, but just make sure sacramentals are around the area and ask St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa. Ask Mother Teresa to help with this work environment. Okay? Okay, Al? I hope that helps. I'm on a roll today. You know why I can't? Because Adam and I just came off a very intense, amazing weekend, and all we did the whole entire weekend is talk about God. That's all we did is talk about God. And so it got me so kind of revved up and excited about all the things that are happening with people of faith. And that's you guys, people of faith. Okay, we are going to go to Mary, and Mary is in, why did Charles Beery just send me a message about Marie? Do you want me to go somewhere else? Charles, just send me a note there. Okay, Mary it's Mary. Okay, that's what I thought. Mary in South Carolina, you are up next. Welcome to the program. Catholic Hello. Radio in South Carolina. Go right ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Hi, Debbie. Hi. Prayers for you for your sore throat. I hope that you feel better soon.
Thank
I
you.
I listen to you pretty frequently. I have a most common prayer request, I think, is for the conversion of my children. Three mm-hmm. children, three of their spouses, seven grandchildren. I just pray that God will send people besides me into their lives that will show them the love of God, how much God loves them, and that they need a Savior, and that they're working hard mm-hmm. and trying to do things on their own, but not in the church anymore. And then I also have three siblings who we were raised Catholic, but I'm the only one who's still in the church, and pray for them to know that they need the church, they need the sacrament, and one of them is 80. They're getting old, and it's sad. It's very sad for me, but I pray for them, and I would just love to ask prayer for this, prayers from this community, for them, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mary, did I hear you correctly? Did you just say you're the only one that's practicing in your family?
Well, my husband is my wonderful okay. husband, and he has siblings that are practicing, but some that aren't. And I'm
okay. So, Mary, here's the situation. So, you have your husband, fabulous. We're two or more gathered. You know, Jesus is present, so that's fabulous. Mary, this falls on you and your husband. So, you guys take it on in prayer, like you're doing, and do exactly that. Go a little bit deeper in prayer and fasting for your family specifically. Be very specific with God, and then be of complete joy, hope, and peace, and complete trust. Okay?
Okay.
Try that for the rest of Lent into the Easter season, and see if you have some, and watch this. See if you have some forward movement with some of your family members by May. If you do, you know you've got confirmation from God. You're on the right track. And you and your husband keep doing the same thing. It's like rinse and repeat. You keep doing the same thing. What do you say?
I thank you for that. It's inspiring. Thank you for that inspiration and encouragement. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Okay, we are going to go to, well, you know what? Before we go, let me just do this. I want to read to you and share this with you. Podcast Central, Honest to God. The Honest to God podcast engages listeners with open, honest conversations, offering a Catholic perspective to inspire young adults to take another step on their faith journey towards Jesus. You can hear Honest to God as well as faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. I'm really not like hyperventilating as I'm speaking. It's really just hard for me to talk, so I'm trying to keep up the energy because I want to get to everybody. So thanks, you guys, for praying for me because it looks like my voice is going to hang on for the rest of the show. So that's great. Praise be to God. Danny is up next in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Debbie. Good day to you. It's a blessed day. It's 70 degrees in Cleveland. I got out. Debbie, I'm a longtime listener. I've called in a few times. I'm struggling with severe anxiety. You guys know and prayed for me. My kidney cancer surgery went well. For the last 2 months, I've been having terrible headache. Well, just not terrible, just head pain. Mm-hmm. Some of the doctors attribute it to extreme stress and anxiety. I get a bunch of blood work on Wednesday. And to sound selfish, I want everybody to pray for me that my blood work comes back good. I just pray that there's no brain cancer or anything. I'm praying for the young lady that has the goiter around her throat area, her larynx. But I'm just in a conundrum right now, and it's all I have on my mind. I have general anxiety disorder, but I'm just asking for what the Lord said, peace I give to you. And that's what I'm asking of my EWTN family, because you guys have been there through thick and thin.
Oh, Danny, of course, we're always with you. I mean, that's what the body of Christ is all about, and we believe in what we're doing. So absolutely, let's pray that the blood work goes well. Absolutely. But for this general anxiety situation that you're in, Danny, you know the remedy for that. Jesus, I trust in you. If you have to say it a million times a day, say it a million times a day. Practice the surrender novena, Father Dolindo Rutolo, okay? But Danny, whatever the fear is, if it's a fear of death, if it's a fear of getting something else, like you talked about it going to the brain, you know, fear, we know fear is not of God. So even entering into that type of fear is only going to make you so anxious, you can almost not even cope. And I know that, Danny, because that's where I was at until I finally let go and I just gave it all to God. And I said, Lord, if I'm only here one more day, so be it. Let's hope it's the best day ever. And once you release all of it and practice surrendering and practice Jesus, I trust in you, and not have that fear of death or not have that fear of more illness or disease happening, it's a freedom that you can never even describe what it feels like. I felt like I was flying. I felt like I was a helium balloon. It was like the craziest feeling, Danny. It was so awesome. And but I have to practice it all the time. Otherwise, I could easily fall into an anxious state or despair or anything that's even really problematic. So, Danny, I just encourage you, please, please practice it and know that you're not alone. So many of us practice it every single day, or we try to. So would you do that for us?
I will. And just, again, everybody pray for me that the blood work comes back good. And it's just, pardon me, all in my head. And Jesus, I trust in you 10 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And what you said today about praying for Marita and the goiter that she's struggling with, see, that's beautiful. You're getting outside of yourself and you're praying for somebody else. That is wonderful. That's exactly what is going to be honoring to God on this side of the veil and also for all of your eternity. So Danny, you're on the right path. Just hang on, brother. You've got this. And we are praying that the blood work goes really well. Okay. That's what we're praying for. You got it. Okay.
you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you. God bless you. You're beautiful. You got a beautiful soul. Catherine in Cleveland, Ohio, I've got to go fast. You're also calling in from The Rock. Go ahead, Catherine.
Today, my sister Patricia's birthday, and she keeps praying to be able to see her grandson, Jason. His mother keeps trying to keep him away from her because her son divorced him, you know, got divorced many years ago. Mm-hmm. And today's her birthday. And then kind of left at you. And keep praying that you'll be able to see your grandson, Jason. And Jason. He needs some healing for his brain, too.
Oh. Okay. Okay. We've got everybody. Thank you so much, Catherine. We appreciate that. We've got everybody in the book and the Take Two families already going strong in prayer. I can try to squeeze in really fast. I've only got a minute for Margaret in Mercer Island, Washington on Sacred Heart Radio. Hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Good. Oh, God bless you. Yes, I believe that you have it down to pray for my granddaughter that's having about 3 weeks having the baby. And I pray because her faith has kind of gone away quite a bit. And I pray that this will just inspire her to realize how good our dear Lord is. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, and then I also put in my Brian, still praying. And I the whole time I've been waiting for you, I have been praying to Carlos, as you have asked us to, for Brian. And I am really praying for, is it Danny that just was on the phone a few minutes ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. This station is just, it's so wonderful for me. It just makes me as close to heaven as I can be. And you guys are beautiful. And I know if you can have time to get to someone else, I want you to try if you can.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. Well, Margaret, I put everyone in the book, and we are praying. Thank you for remembering Blessed Carlo Acuti. So we wanted to start those prayers right away. So thank you for that, Margaret. Lisa, I'm not going to be able to get to you in Sandusky, Ohio. Margaret maybe thought I could squeeze you in, but I'm going to say the first prayer. So we've got it written down for your nephew, Christian, who's going through a bunch of stuff. So Lisa, we've got it in. And the others that are waiting on YouTube and Facebook and calling in, I've got you in the prayer book. You can always email. You can always go to the prayer wall, take2show.com. Email us at take2@ewtn.com. Wow, we got through this show. A lot of prayers, a lot of storming heaven we need to do. I'm going to say the first prayer, then you guys must keep going. Please do what Margaret just did with Blessed Carlo and all the other saints. We need angels and saints to help us right now. A lot of people are going through some really tough things, folks, so it's very important we keep up the prayer. Tomorrow's show is, what do you love most about being a parent? Okay, so be thinking about that. If you're a parent, I need you to call in tomorrow. Jerry will be back. So I'm going to start the first prayer for today, and then you guys are going to keep going. You ready? And this is for everything that was spoken and unspoken. God knows all our prayers. Just be thinking of them right now. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. We go to Our Lady because she always points us to her Son. Wow. Keep the prayers up. I love the memorare. Thanks, you guys. I want to thank the show team so very, very much. Charles Beery, our amazing producer. You are awesome. This is like, I think this was your first official show where Take Two, where you're the producer full time, right? So you did such a great job, and his first show is the prayer show, which is the busiest show of the month. So you are amazing, Charles. Thank you, Rich Jesse, for stepping in as well. Michael McCall at social media, and of course our Matt Gabinski answering the calls. You are incredible, Matt. I don't know how you do it, but we love you, and we hope you stay around forever. So that's it, folks. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please like us there. Grow the family there. And you can always share this podcast with friends and family on social media. That's a good use of social media. There's the music. Music's really quiet today. Okay, there's the music. The saint of the day is Saint Casimir of Poland. So always check out the saint of the day, and there's lots of saints of the day, and you can in the lesser known saints are really cool too. Great stories. But I just want to thank the whole entire Take Two family. You guys are prayer warriors. Jerry and I love you so very, very much. And we just wish you all a beautiful and blessed day. And we'll see you very, very soon.